From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. The Baghdad government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi recaptured from Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. It represents Baghdad's most significant victory over the IS group since it came on the scene in force 18 months ago. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
The Iraqi officials say they must now wipe out pockets of resistance and clear the city and its surroundings of mines and booby traps. Casualty figures are unclear. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said 2016 will be the year the IS group is driven from his country. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant group. In and near the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by some analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, who was elected in May, on promises of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive has recaptured most territory held by the militant group. This is VOA News.